direction in a sea of chaos. Welcome to Abounding Grace. Join us now with Pastor Chris Gordon as we open the Word of God.
So grateful that you've tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. Pastor Chris Gordon of the Linden United Reformed Church. On this Friday session of Abounding Grace, I want to speak with you and speak to you today a little bit about the Lord's Day, the Sabbath. Why worshiping God is so important. You know, we live in a day, if there's anything you want to inspire the charge of being legalistic or extreme or strict, just mention today that you believe Christians should honor the Sabbath. And I'm not talking about the seventh-day Sabbath as the Seventh-day Adventists understand that. That would require a keeping of certain ceremonial principles that would put us back under bondage. I'm talking about the moral imperative there of the fourth commandment that tells us that we should have a day of rest to worship and enjoy God. We see that pattern shown to us by Christ and his disciples that on the first day of the week, which the Bible calls the first of the Sabbaths in Matthew 28:1, that on the first of the Sabbaths, which is Sunday, the church would gather together and they would present offerings to the Lord. They would worship the Lord. They would break bread. They would hear the word proclaimed. This is because of the power of Christ's resurrection. And here we see that the fourth commandment was something that was never just thrown out. The Lord had said that. I didn't come to make null the law. Sure, Jesus had come to free people from being under it, under its bondage. But he had paved a way now that Christians can live in gratitude to the Lord. You know, we can't get away from the issue of the fourth commandment. And to ask the question today, why is this single commandment the most ignored of all the rest? What was its purpose and intention? You know, put it this way. If you would agree today that you can't ever bow down to idols, first commandment, or worship another god, second commandment, or curse God's name, first and second commandments, or number three, curse God's name, or number five, blaspheme your parents, or number six, murder, or number seven, commit adultery, or number eight, steal, or nine, lie, or 10, covet. If you would say, you can't do those things, why would you push upon someone the charge of legalism or strict or extreme if they say they also want to honor the fourth commandment that lies right in the middle of all the rest? You know, think about it. You know, often today, the sad reality is that when I hear this discussion about the Lord's Day, the first thing that is raised is, what can or can I do? And I always want to say, I refuse to let you do that to that day. Oh, sure, there are things that are wrong, but it's not about a list of do's and don'ts. It's about one issue. Who is first in your life? Who are you serving, yourself or the Lord? You know, it's interesting that there was a recent survey of a church historian who chronicled the decline of honoring the Lord's Day and of that decline in commitment in American churches to honor it. And remember, across denominational lines, on a given Sunday, you would have two worship services, patterning what they did in the Old Testament as the Jews would come together for morning and evening sacrifices. The church would come together historically and worship the Lord on that day twice. What this man found is one by one, the evening services across denominational lines were dropped. There was no emphasis on keeping the Lord's Day holy. People began to do their own thing. You know what he says were the results? Spiritual vitality is almost completely lost, and droves of people are leaving the church altogether. See, the question this all presents is, in our abandonment of this commandment, are we really growing stronger? Are we really growing in our love for the Word? Are we really satisfied? The reality is that the Lord set up the fourth commandment to be the greatest test of your Christianity and love for the Lord. Will you worship and enjoy Him, which is the intention of that day, or will you do your own thing? It has everything to do with sanctification. As we honor it, the Lord uses it to keep us. Now, today, churches are typically dropping it, and there's no value or no sense that anything important is happening when we come to worship anymore. So churches will stop services and have community service events and go do projects in place of Lord's Day worship. They forget, of course, that the Lord rebuked Martha for being about serving and not sitting at the Lord's feet to hear the word. That is why God has given us church. That is why God has given us ministers of the gospel. He raises up servants to go preach the word in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And as that happens, the Lord blesses that means and he transforms the lives of people. But take away the biblical expositional preaching of the word, focus the day on everything and anything else that a company are wants, and you will see a powerless religion follow. No real change, only frustration. I want to reorient us today in the time that we have left to the beauty of this. Did Israel view the Sabbath as a burden? Did she view it as a list of rules? You know what they used to say when they would come to worship? Come, let us welcome the Sabbath in joy and peace. Like a bride, radiant and joyous, comes the Sabbath. It brings blessing to our hearts. Workday thoughts and cares are put aside. The brightness of the Sabbath light shines forth to tell that the divine spirit of love abides within our home. In that light, all our blessings are enriched and our griefs and trials softened. Now, this was not a burden. For some reason today, people view it as we have to go to church or we have to do this. That was never the intention of the Lord's Day. Never the intention of the Sabbath. In fact, Isaiah said, if you turn your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord. And I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. Wow. So let me understand the mentality today. Is it legalistic to say that someone who wants to delight themselves in the Lord and ride on the high hills of the earth is being strict? You see what's happened? The Lord gave us a day of rest to enjoy him, to put down all the stresses of life, to feed on his word, to know him more, that we might be assured of gospel and salvation, and to turn from those things to which we are easily in bondage to. Remember, the Sabbath is a spiritual principle. This was not something rooted in Israel as a nation. That's what I always want to tell people today who abandon the fourth commandment. This was something that God over and over appealed to creation to tell us that it is something that continues to be a responsibility of the believer. God worked 6 days and rested the seventh. And what is the ultimate teaching of the Sabbath? That we come together to put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we rest from our works, and that we believe the gospel. Let me read a couple passages today that speak of how the Bible views the privilege of coming to worship the Lord. Psalm 84, how lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Do you faint to come to worship? When you think of coming before the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, what is your attitude? You see, that's what this exposes. The psalmist viewed it as the greatest treasure, the greatest blessing to worship the Lord. The same thing was said back in Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord. You know, when we worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness, when we come eager to know him, to serve him, to worship him, to rest in him, the Lord gives great blessing. The Lord showers down upon us an assurance of the gospel. The Lord gives us an understanding of who He is so that we might go back out into the world and be a light to those in the darkness. It's so tragic what's happened today. You have two extremes of what's happened. That man, Jesus gave the basic truth that man was not created to be enslaved to the Sabbath. So in other words, the Sabbath was not created so that man would just be a slave to that. What did Jesus say about the Sabbath? The Sabbath was made for man to be a delight. The Sabbath was made so that man could enter into worship and enjoy his Creator and be removed from the stresses of life and fellowship with the saints. The two extremes today are awful. The one says we don't need the church. And there are many here today listening who've completely walked away from the church. They don't attend and they're islands to themselves. And the Lord is very offended by that. In fact, that is why the teaching was all throughout the church. There is no salvation apart from the church of Jesus Christ. In other words, you can't be disconnected from the very body He died for. If you love Jesus, you'll love being with His saints whom He saved to worship with them. That is very true. That is just the reality. Hebrews says, don't forsake the assembling of ourselves as some do. That is not the sign of a changed life. You're going to love the Lord's day. You're going to love His people. You're going to love to worship. The opposite extreme is what happened with the Pharisees. They superimposed all of these rules upon people, man-made rules, and that took away the joy of what the Sabbath had originally intended to be. You know, I want to say this today. Everyone makes the charge of legalism. And that is so carelessly flung around today. Listen, this is very important today. Legalism is not the same thing as obedience. Just because one has been exposed to awful legalism, that does not now mean he can go and do whatever he wants. That would be like telling somebody who heard all of his life, alcohol's wrong, alcohol's wrong, alcohol's wrong. That's legalistic. Now they can go drink as much as they want, whenever they want, and get drunk as much as they want. No, that's disobedient. The Lord gave us this commandment with the ultimate goal that we would be refreshed in Him. Do you really want to avoid that? Do you really want to move away from calling the Sabbath a delight when the Lord has said, when you do that, you will ride on the high hills of the earth. You will be fed with the living Word of God. You will know Jesus Christ more. You will drink deeply from the waters of salvation. You will be strengthened for your daily walk. We worship on Sunday today as Christians because Christ is raised and we are free. Free now to honor this commandment in thankfulness and enjoy the original intention of it, to know and enjoy the Lord our God. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's Day. Come worship with us and know the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth through His Son, Jesus Christ. Visit us on the web at lindenurc.com. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.